My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tick, 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 tick. Training camp, it's on its way. Follow it all. 92.3 The Fan. And on the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at tmobile.com/switch. That was Tone and I about 10 minutes ago. We got Matt Derry coming up at 8:40. I have to talk about reset expectations here for the Cleveland Guardians. There's a lot to do in a short amount of time. 216-474-0092. Now, you, about Watson, is there a free pass? You said if they were to go, I don't know how this all got brought up. It's pretty organically because I was going to go in a different direction. You said just making the playoffs basically is where you said it for him.
I said that I think Deshaun Watson needs to get back to just being a competent quarterback that can help the Browns win and that can actually show that they have a quarterback that could be an advantage in a playoff game.
In real life, you are 100% correct. In our world, which is not, it's a fantasy of argument, opinion, big bombastic thoughts about teams, you know very well in your heart of hearts that doesn't count. You know very well, if you and I were in Houston, Texas, and we didn't care or whatever, Houston's a bad example because they're the guy, you know, they left him. If you and I were in Phoenix, Arizona, we'd look at them and go, whoa, you paid all that just to make the playoffs and then get beat by the so-and-sos. Like, that would not go well. In real life, you're correct. Hey, them's the breaks. A lot of teams lose to Kansas City. You and I would be that way. Like, hey, you know, a lot of teams lose to Patrick Mahomes. That's the way she goes. We'd be upset, disappointed, whatever it might be. But a lot of teams lose to Kansas City in the playoffs. But in the other world, you know that would be a long, hard 8 months to deal with. Because everybody would say, this is why. This is why it didn't work. This is why it's not going to work, this, that, and the other. He throws one pick and one interception, or one pick and one touchdown and a loss. This is why it doesn't work. He gets beaten a shootout by that guy. This is why it doesn't work. And God forbid he loses to any other team. If they draw the Houston Texans again and C.J. Stroud does it again, maybe not beats us by 30, but if C.J. Stroud does it again, oh my God, it's batting down the hatches.
You
and I are going to have to do the show underneath this desk.
You just said, I'll get to the calls here. You just said a shootout to Patrick Mahomes. Do you think 90% of the public even think a shootout with Patrick Mahomes is possible?
More than likely, no.
So that would be going forward. That would be moving the ball forward big time.
For us, in real life, You're right about it, but I don't think in the national perspective. Fred in Maple Heights, you're next up on The Fan. Hello, Fred. Fred. Kenny in Maple Heights. Kenny.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this is not a pass year for Deshaun Watson. It's a must-win year for the Browns. It's the whole reason they got Deshaun to beat teams like Chiefs in the playoffs. They lost to him up there with Baker Mayfield. That was the whole reason they got Deshaun Watson. We got close last year with Joe Flacco, but we got to get over the hump. This is the whole reason we got Deshaun Watson, and it's all in this year. We got to win the Super Bowl. No other answer.
There's a local guy. That's Kenny in Maple Heights.
Yeah, but hold on. He said Kenny. Yeah,
I
understand the call. Good call. must win. We say that all the time with Cleveland teams and a lot of NFL cities. It's must win every year. But what happens if they don't win, but he has a really good year? No one's getting fired.
No.
He's coming back.
No.
So,
oh, I mean, yes, he's coming back.
So the caller is saying, well, it's absolutely a must. Is it? I mean, so I just laid out, what if he has huge numbers? What if he has a shootout with Joe Burrow and they lose in a playoff game? I think there's going
to
be a lot.
I think to a lot of fans, though, that would be unacceptable.
I think there'd be a lot of hope the following year.
There's a difference.
How can he build on that?
There's a big difference between the Browns' reality and our reality. You're right. Andrew Berry would be back. Kevin Stefanski would be back. Certainly Deshaun Watson would be back.
And now maybe you've Ken seen Dorsey the quarterback go toe-to-toe with one of the best in the
NFL.
Yes,
you have. But in
wouldn't that make you feel pretty good?
In fantasy world, which is where most of us live, and we only use real life as a way to get out of arguments that we have with each other, then that is something that's not going to compute for them. Again, you lose to any one of those two. You lose to C.J. Stroud. You lose to the Bengals. The only one, it wouldn't even be the closest I can meet you halfway on is that we wouldn't have to do the show under the desk. You lose to just about anybody else. Maybe not the Bills. Maybe the Bills. You lose to any one of those other teams, I mean, we're hiding the next day. And we are wincing at the calls.
I feel like people are talking way more positively next offseason if those events occurred than they are this offseason.
Give me another here with Tom on the road. He's next up on the Fan. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing, guys?
Doing wonderful. Go ahead, friend.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. They may feel a little bit better, but you didn't bring them in here not to win championships. You didn't pay that money not to win championships. But people feel a little better? Yeah, nobody's getting fired if he has gaudy stats. But you brought him in here to win a championship, and anything less than that is what you're shooting for. And you're right, it is fantasy. It is fantasy because mm-hmm. we go through our grind Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. and we live for that fantasy on Sunday. And we want the fantasy. We don't want the grind.
You're right. Tom, you're right, and thank you for the call. Lima, I could line up with you the day after if they were to lose in the first round of the playoffs against Kansas City. Hell, they were losing the divisional round against Kansas City, something like that. And I could sit there and go, hey, you know, he had 3 touchdowns, 1 interception yesterday. I don't think it cost him in the long run. They ended up losing 30-27. Patrick Mahomes is Mahomes. What the hell are you going to do? And I think there would be a lot of people calling in going, I don't want to hear that. That's an excuse.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cram
well,
it.
I get that, but that's like also saying it's kind of where we are with the Cavs. Like, hey, they went and traded for Donovan Mitchell. They didn't give up all that stuff.
I made that comparison
but
a million times.
At the same time, here we are, you know, we're going to be 2 years later, and they're clearly our team's better than the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs were just 15th or 16th in a power ranking. Like, they're in the middle of the pack.
One more
in the NBA. So what does that mean? It's not like we're going to cut Donovan Mitchell.
No. No. We're not. Again, reality towards what people want. And if we're just stuck here,
are Browns fans going to turn in their season tickets?
No.
Because there are other better teams and better quarterbacks?
No. But they will be very angry that they didn't get more out.
Yeah, I get that.
And nationally, you will not get that respect that you crave. Patrick on the west side, then I got to get to this mock audio. Go ahead there, Patrick.
You know, you guys keep changing my mind. I thought I had a point here. I guess I don't. It's all in the details. You know, first round, of course, everyone would be upset. But the reality is, if he plays well this year, and they make a decent playoff run, maybe it's to the second round, maybe it's, you know, a final driver. God, but if they make it to the AFC Championship game, people are going to be so hopeful. I don't think it's do or die with the championship. He's got to show progress, and they got to make it in the playoffs. And, you know, maybe they lose to the Texans in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I still think we'd all feel pretty happy about that at that point. There's so many details here. I think I was originally aligning with Lima. Kenny, I think you got a point. I mean, it's sort of how it looks and how it feels.
I think it's something.
We're optimistic always.
Patrick, and you're breaking up a little bit, and I got to let you go because I got to get to this mock audio. Thank you very much for the call. I think you're right, because I think it's something that, I'll tell you this, the Monday after they were to lose to whoever, probably Kansas City, say it was like that for the argument here, for the exercise, if they lose to Kansas City, there's going to be a lot of people upset, and if you have that perspective and you try to talk people off the ledge, they're going to hate you for it. They'll probably hate me for it, because that's probably the way I'll see it too. We know each other, right? I do think that that is something they might think as the offseason goes on. But then you're going to get into the question of, is this the guy that can do it? I'll probably say yes. If you lose to Kansas City, there's a lot of guys to keep your head above water. That's what they're going to do with Josh Allen in Buffalo right now. That's what they got to do with Joe Burrow over time in Cincinnati. I could say that, but is it going to work as we have to start letting go of some of those names? Austin Mock from The Athletic. I mocked him for this because it wasn't an opinion, but it didn't make me feel great. This is Austin Mock from The Athletic saying, the odds for your Guardians in the second half, not so hot.
Cleveland's been one of the overachieving, you know, smaller market teams for, it seems like, forever now. And so it's part of it is I think they found some niche with, like, not the most power on offense to get more out of the offense than we're really seeing. And somehow their pitching, which the starting pitching hasn't been all that great this year, definitely what we're used to in years past, but they still are just winning games. They have the best bullpen by pretty much every metric that you can find. And that's obviously a huge help. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Royals of the mid-2010s back-to-back World Series appearances. So I think it might just be, like, bullpen is kind of, it's really hard to project because a lot of those guys are small samples. So they're getting pulled back from there. If they're truly going to be an elite bullpen, my number's probably a little low, but, you know, if you told me they have a slightly above average to average offense. Starting pitching worries me. I don't know if that's a great recipe for one of the toughest schedules by my numbers in the second half of the year.
They did the permutations 100,000 times over, because it's not like I wouldn't have believed them if they did it 10,000 times. They did the simulation 100,000 times over, and none of them came up good for the Cleveland Guardians. More of that interview from The Athletic with the afternoon guys. Can't call them afternoon boys. I like when they call us the morning boys. Either way, the guys on Afternoon Drive, you can hear that 92.3thefan.com. Should I readjust my expectations? Because if I'm hearing what Austin Mock is saying from The Athletic, don't think I really want to. I said 82-80. Right now they're playing way over their heads. Nick Wilson, the guy who conducted that interview, he's getting a hamburger right now from Daryl Ryder. That's how good they've been. And if it were to say, like, you use the C word, you use the word collapse, other people did. If they were to collapse, would it be one of the all-timers? Would it be a disappointment? Would it be an outrage? And I said no, and people were outraged that I said no, that I needed to hold a higher standard. When I hear that, I'm kind of like, no, I kind of want to stick. Kind of want to stick and see where the rest of the season goes, because I don't want to deride these guys for what has been a very nice season so far.
I guess it's the only way I can see them missing the playoffs completely, not just the division but also the wild card, is if they played, like, you know, 8 to 10 games below 500 the rest of the year, and they failed to win 90 games. That, to me, would be a collapse, because we've seen how good they can be. We've seen the potential, and I guess outside of just having mass injuries going forward, if they had their lineup the way it is and they failed to produce runs the rest of the year like they did kind of the week and a half before the All-Star break, I do think it would be perceived as a collapse, and it would just be like, man, what was in the water to start the season, or what was going on there for a year? For a half a year where they built themselves up playing 6:30 ball almost the entire season. They were one of the most consistent teams in the big leagues, best record at the All-Star break, to then fold the way they did and miss the playoffs.
So what were your expectations before the season?
None. I had zero.
What did you think? Remember a number for a record?
I was hoping for 500 ball.
I was basically the same way. You've changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've earned it.
So what is the expectation now? Not just the playoffs, but what?
First of all, they have to make the playoffs. I mean, they do.
Obviously.
I would have them as an ALCS team. Even now. Still, right now, ALCS.
If I'm resetting my expectations, I might be able to make you as far as ALDS, and I'm still dragging my feet on it. I want to ask Matt Derry about it, whether I need to drag my feet on it or I need to jump in and do a cannonball on it. Coming up next, as well as what possible trades could be available. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Matt Derry, coming up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!